Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir English Podcast. The demolition of the family is another sacrifice offered by the Palestinian Authority at the doors of Sidao and to draw closer to the enemies of Islam. Although the people of Palestine rejected the Sidao agreement and did not accept setting the marriage age approved by the Palestinian Authority, the PA at times abated and the suspicious voices were lowered that were calling for the implementation of Sidao agreement due to the power of the voice of truth of the people of Palestine from its north to its south by its women and men. The shaitan retreated, but he returns appearing with his head and even his body. But it is the like of the night bats that exploit the darkness. At a time when the people of Palestine are exposed to a major threat from the Jewish entity that aims to confiscate their land according to Trump's criminal deal, and in light of the people's preoccupation with the coronavirus pandemic, at night the PA intentionally commits its crime, the Family Protection from Violence Bill, to endorse it as it leaked in the first reading on May 11th, 2020. Although the alleged Palestinian Authority's constitution prohibits it from enacting laws in the absence of the Legislative Council except in cases of extreme necessity. So what is that extreme necessity that pushes the Palestinian Authority to trample on its constitution and ignore the great threat that people face in order to pass this bill? Is it their protectiveness over the sons, daughters, and women of the people of Palestine? Or is it out of deception and for the destruction of their families so that the Jews can tighten their grip over the country and its people? In order to justify this law, the Palestinian Authority and the Sidao Association and their committees are trying to distort the image of the people of Palestine and to portray the society as a society of crime, violence, and incest. And the truth is that the people of Palestine are people of chastity and purity. But it is the PA and societies funded by the enemies of Islam that nurtures and spread vice among the people. And they sponsor the corrupt programs that aim to detach the society and Muslims from their deen. This law clearly aims, through its proposed articles, to demolish the family and abolish the ideas of guardianship, wilaya, and qiwama. The revelation that came from above seven heavens as they want, through this bill to prevent men from exercising guardianship over their wives and guardianship over sons and daughters. In the proposed articles, the bill considered the husband's verbal disciplining of his wife or one of his sons and daughters as a crime called psychological violence that requires imprisonment for a period of no less than 3 months and a fine of no less than 1,000 Jordanian dinars. The law considered encroachment on the freedom of the wife or sons and daughters a crime that deserves punishment, and this means that the husband does not have the ability to prevent his wife or daughter from going out or mixing or exposing the nakedness, adultery, sodomy, or even apostasy from Islam, because the Sidao agreement that this bill emanated from ensures freedom of belief, personal freedom, and freedom to have sexual relations. As for the discrimination crime, which is punishable of imprisonment by law for a period of no less than 3 months, allows all the Sharia rules for women from wearing jilbab and headscarves, inheritance rulings, guardianship, divorce, iddah, etc., to fall under it. In addition to the above, if a man came to his wife in bed and then she claimed that she was subjected to violence, that he approached her without her consent, then he shall be punished with imprisonment for a period of no less than a year and a fine. Is this the way to protect the family? Or the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقًا بَيْنِهِمَا فَابْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إن يريدا إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا. And if you fear dissension between the two, send an arbitrator from his people and an arbitrator from her people. If they both desire reconciliation, Allah will cause it between them. Indeed, Allah is ever knowing and acquainted with all things. An-Nisa 35. Moreover, the law decided to remove the accused of psychological, physical, or economic assault or discrimination from his home, depriving him of his family and seeing his children for a long time, and not allowing him to see them except after 3 months and in the presence of the police until the court considers and decides the ruling that may come after years. The law clearly aims to demolish the family and reduce men's prestige and their authority in their homes, and it aims to cancel the ideas of guardianship, wilaya and qiwama, stipulated by the true sharia, and plant the seeds of rebellion within the family to dismantle it, so that our families, like the families of Western societies, become like scattered, incompatible stones, united only by their residence in which they live. O Muslims, according to Sidao Agreement and the alleged Family Protection Bill, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a crime. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليما كبيرا. Men are in charge of women by right of what Allah has given over the other and what they spend for maintenance from their wealth. So righteous women are devoutly obedient, guarding in the husband's absence what Allah would have them guard. But those wives from whom you fear arrogance, first advise them, then if they persist, forsake them in bed, and finally strike them. But if they obey you once more, seek no means against them. Indeed, Allah is ever exalted and grand. An-Nisa 34. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. Allah instructs you concerning your children, for the male what is equal to the share of two females. An-Nisa 11. A discrimination crime and the prophetic guidance in teaching children to pray is a crime of violence. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مروا أبناءكم بالصلاة لسبع سنين واضربوهم عليها لعشر سنين وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع. Command your children to perform salah, prayer, when they are 7 years old, and beat them for not offering it when they are 10, and arrange their beds, boys and girls, to sleep separately. Narrated by Ahmed. Also, the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أيما امرأة نكحت بغير إذن وليها فنكاحها باطل. فنكاحها باطل. If any married without the consent of her guardian, her marriage is invalid, her marriage is invalid, her marriage is invalid. Narrated by Al-Hakam, is considered a crime of violation of freedom. The Family Protection Bill that the authority is working to pass is based on the disastrous Sidao Agreement, which is acknowledged by the reports of the Palestinian Authority that it submits to the international parties concerned with the Sidao Agreement. It is the agreement we warned of, and which aims to dismantle the family by applying the Western way of life on our country. The life that the West experiences the brunt of its fire day and night. There is no family or dignity, and women are an accessible commodity and an instrument for fun and promotion of goods and services in their eagerness to commit the crime against your families. This law requires all ministries and institutions to abide by and promote its Western outputs, and in one of its drafts, it is necessary to introduce this Western culture hostile to Islam in educational curricula in schools and universities. This law is an incitement against Islam and in response to the enemies of the Ummah, and its aim is to destroy our families and our children and to detach them from their deen and keep them away from the high values. Our true deen has preserved our homes and preserved our sons, daughters, and mothers, and fathers, which angers the kuffar. So they fought us with all their tools and agents, rulers and institutions, calling for the immoral life of the West. They were all its poisonous spearhead, claiming that they want to protect women and the family unit. They truly fit the description in Allah saying, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءَ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. So is he who is on clear evidence from his Lord like him to whom the evil of his work has been made attractive and they follow their own desires. Muhammad 14. O people of the blessed land, you have the power, for you are the ones who stood in the face of the guarantee law, and it was dropped. You were the ones who stood in the face of the decision to give ownership of the land of the companion, Tamim al-Dadi, may Allah be pleased with him, to the Russians, and you defeated it. And you were the ones who opened the mosques after they were closed. And you, with the help of Allah and his success, are able to stand and face the Palestinian Authority and prevent it from passing the Family Protection Bill and its likes from the deadly Sidao outputs. So save your homes before the Authority offer it as a sacrifice at the doors of Sidao and to draw close to the enemies of Islam. Save your sons and daughters and your families before remorse will be of no avail. Whoever forsakes the land of Palestine and the pure blood, and whoever puts his hand in the hand of the Jews, will not find a problem to offer your honor and your families to please your enemies. And beware of the hypocrites who call to negotiate this law, since the evil's survival is not negotiated, but rather it must be completely removed. And what protects and preserves our families is Islam and the Sharia rules. So take positions that satisfy your Lord and protect your families. Be strong with your deen and do not accept that your families are disgraced, for you are the people of the land and you decide the final word on every issue. And know that the end is for the righteous and that Allah's victory is close. We are promised the glad tiding from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of a khilafah, caliphate, on the method of prophethood that will establish the deen, protects the honor of Muslims, and repels the aggression of the disbelievers, and stops the treacherous and the mischievous ones, and under its shadow, the good of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be displayed in the best form. Finally, we call you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu uqu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wuquduha an-nas. وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, over which are appointed angels, harsh and severe. They do not disobey Allah and what He commands them, but do what they are commanded. At-Tahrim 6. Hizb al-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.